This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Canada today exchanged 3 agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney, today held delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. During the talks, both leaders reviewed the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They also took stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars, including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments. Let us now go over live to the joint briefing at Hyderabad House.
Never seen in history, seldom in human history. The most ambitious projects in clean energy, in the digital economy, in biofuels, in the next generation of artificial intelligence talent are all here in India. Prime Minister, Canada shares such ambition and your sense of purpose. Comme l'Inde, le Canada voit un monde en profonde transformation. Comme l'Inde, nous savons que les certitudes qui ont structure.
The Prime Minister of Canada is on a 4-day visit to India from the 27th of last month. Prime Minister Carney, who assumed office in March last year, is on his first full-fledged bilateral visit to India. Earlier in the morning, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the Prime Minister of Canada in New Delhi in a social media post. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his commitment towards charting a forward-looking partnership. Later, Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Carney will also attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum. The conflict in West Asia intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America have launched missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias fired missiles at Israel and Gulf countries, while Israel and the United States pounded targets in Iran. Britain, France and Germany have said they are ready to work with the US to counter Iran's attacks, and a group of Gulf countries said it reserved the right to respond to Iranian strikes. Amid the growing tension, top Iranian security official Ali Larijani has vowed that Iran will not negotiate with the United States. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has strongly condemned the recent US airstrikes that killed Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Mr. Araghchi described the strikes as an unlawful act of aggression and asserted that Iran's actions constitute self-defense. U.S. President Donald Trump promised Washington would avenge the deaths of 3 American troops who were killed in Kuwait. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said 9 Iranian warships had been sunk and that the Iranian Navy's headquarters had been largely destroyed. The U.S. military said B-2 stealth bombers struck Iran's ballistic missile facilities with 2,000-pound bombs. Iran continues to strike U.S. assets across the Gulf countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain and others, after the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and top Iranian officials. As the bombardment continued, Hezbollah said it fired missiles from Lebanon into Israel today in response to the killing of the Iranian Supreme Leader. Israel retaliated with strikes in Beirut. In the attack, 31 people lost their lives. Meanwhile, the Kuwait Air Defense Force shot down a number of hostile aerial targets. Afghanistan's defense ministry today announced that its air force has conducted what it described as precise and coordinated aerial operations against multiple Pakistani military installations. In a statement on social media, it said the strikes were aimed at major Pakistani military facilities, including Noor Khan Air Base in Rawalpindi, 12th Division Headquarters in Quetta, and Quasi Camp in Mahmand Agency of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Global oil prices have jumped after the US and Israel launched attacks on Iran over the weekend. Brent crude and NYMEX light sweet oil both jumped by more than 10% when energy markets opened this morning in Asia. And with that, we end this news bulletin.